FM 90.3 WJTL Cochran and Company, parking lot, need to breathe, I am yours, and mercy me, always only Jesus. Good morning, Liam and Fred with you, 703.
Lauren Daigle's coming to Hershey tonight, the Giant Center, for her Kaleidoscope Tour. Tickets are available at laurendaigle.com, and if you're going to the show, want to make sure to stop by the WJTL table and say hello. We're going to have contests, giveaways for you. Can't wait to see you.
This morning, one of our favorite guests to visit us, Lee Dreamer, is with us. He's with Life Cycles. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Fred.
It's always great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Lee.
Anybody want to give a shout out to?
I'd love to. My grandchildren, Reagan and Hudson, are listening, and I just want to say good morning and happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day. I hope you get to eat some pie. You've brought us something that could go with the pie. We could pour our coffee in these great 10-year anniversary Life Cycle mugs. Tell us about that.
Oh, we're so grateful for God's goodness, His provision, His protection. We are celebrating our 10th year of service and loving on the boys and girls of Lancaster County and some from York County and even a couple other places locally, Perry County. And we just love being together with the families and the leaders who've grown together as a community. God has been so good, and we're grateful.
So tell us that about that initial idea a little over 10 years ago when you thought, this is a great way to speak into the lives of young people. Let's take them riding bike.
We got together with four other couples. I had convened a group to start up a board. But most of all, it was a spiritual thing. Marcy and I had been praying about this. We'd seen the challenges that young people have. And we decided this was where we wanted to pour ourselves into for this season. And we chose to prayerfully step out in faith and organize this thing and see who would be attracted and see if we could just do it and keep being faithful to God. And He has brought people together. We're just pinching ourselves all the time with all the little miracles. Of course, miracles aren't small, I guess.
Yeah.
All the ways He brings things together and makes it happen.
What is it about bike riding that is so useful in what you guys do?
You know, I figured this out half a century ago when I was young. Bicycling is freedom. It lets people go out the door, explore creation, learn, make some mistakes, find their way back home. Mm. And boys and girls respond to it really, really well. What we do is bring the boys, the boys and the girls together with leaders who care. And we ask Jesus to join us. The Holy Spirit shows up, and we learn, we train, we grow, we gain self-confidence.
Hmm. So you're hitting age group 12 to 18.
Yes.
And how often are you riding?
Two nights a week. This year we've got two big groups. Boys and girls each have two nights a week of opportunities. One is in between Marietta and Bainbridge on the Northwest River Trail. People are
beautiful
familiar with that.
Beautiful ride.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. And the other is in Landisville. The name is Her Park. And we're out starting April 23rd all the way through the end of August for weeknight rides.
Yeah, that is so exciting. And you said big groups. How many groups do you have this year?
Well, we're condensing things for an economy of scale in order to accommodate the increasing number of folks that are coming out. And we're grateful for that.
Well, sure.
So we'll have five ride groups of boys and three ride groups of girls at different locations in the park so that they got their own teams. But we'll be working together with 50 to 60 teens on a Tuesday or a Thursday night.
That's
and
amazing.
Another 25 or so leaders. So everybody's getting a hot meal, and this is all 100% free all the time. So think of it as many, many times through the spring and summer, we are doing a really large family reunion.
Yeah. Mm. And there's no tryouts, so you could have a novice to somebody who's actually an accomplished rider.
That's exactly right. Everybody's welcome. There's no hurdles to entry. And if you show up, we know that's a divine appointment, and we're going to make it work.
If folks want to get more information about Life Cycles, if they want to find out how they can get involved, volunteer, help mentor, they can check you out online.
Yeah, we welcome teens, families, volunteers online at www.lifecyclesteam.org, or they can give me a call at 717-586-2511.
Check it out, lifecyclesteam.org. We're going to talk more with Lee coming up in just a bit, so we invite you to stick around. Laura Story and Jordan Felice with more music, too.